Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to the Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM studio. I'm your host, Nashreen Jacobs, and I'll be with you right up till 12 o'clock today. Alhamdulillah, definitely listening to the 10 a.m. Express show. In the studio with me, I have Buta Muhammad Williams. Buta Muhammad Williams is appealing to the community for building materials. Buta Muhammad Williams had an incident where his house at 12 Pickavane Road in Rocklands Mitchell's Plain was burnt down. And I have him in studio today so that we can talk a little bit about what had happened and transpired, inshallah, and how we as a community can assist, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Buta Muhammad Williams.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa alimat Nasri.
Shukran for remembering my name, Buta Muhammad. Wonderful.
And assalamu alaikum to the listeners out there as well.
Alhamdulillah. So, Buta Muhammad, I understand that your house burnt down, and inshallah, this is definitely an appeal to the community, inshallah, for building materials and anything else that could possibly help, inshallah, in this time of adversity for you. So I'm going to start from scratch, you know, because all of us are wondering how the fire started.
We were sitting in the room, and I sent my two grandchildren to the shop. As I went out, they were shouting, "Pa, pa, pa, the house is burning." So I went out, and there was a strong wind as well.
Yeah.
I ran for water. My wife ran outside, and I couldn't save the house. It was so strong. The wind was so strong. Within 10 minutes, everything burned down. They lost. It's actually my stepson and his wife were staying there, and the son. And everything went up in flames, like in minutes. There's nothing we could do. They lost everything in the house, what's in the house.
Yeah.
And luckily, I had to take my car out quickly as well.
Okay.
I could only save my car there. That's all. They lost everything.
Was anyone harmed in the fire, though?
Alhamdulillah, no. There was no one in the house at that time at the back.
Yeah.
And they were all by my side.
Yeah.
In front. But alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that nobody got hurt.
Alhamdulillah. Tell me, was the main house affected as well by the fire?
Yes. There were some windows broken, the door panels, and the neighbor's house as well. So we must still, I think there's about a 5,000 damage to the neighbor's house.
Okay.
And we need to fix that as well. That's why I'm appealing to all the listeners out there for any help, for anything that they can assist me with, Kanallah.
Inshallah. So tell me, Mr., what is the cost of the damage at the moment? Do you have an estimate, an amount, or anything like that?
To the neighbor's house, I think it's about 5,000 rand. To our house at the back, all the windows, it's about 4,000 or 5,000 rand damages.
Wow. Okay. So if we are definitely appealing to the community for building materials, and then how, if you know there are so many people listening right now, how can people get involved in terms of assisting right now?
I've got a contact number that they can contact me on.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Can I give it to you now or the end?
You can give it to me towards the end, but I mean in terms of building materials,
yes.
Anything that you could possibly need that someone from the community can maybe come do a drop off at the house.
Actually, me and my wife decided we're not going to build with wood anymore because of the danger.
Yeah.
We are actually looking for like blocks.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And like window frames or anything else we can build on.
Okay, so definitely no more wood, no more Wendy's, that type of thing.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so the just for my understanding as well as the listeners, the fire started at the back of the house.
At the back of the house by the Wendy, which was there.
And that it started over there, but what was the cause there?
The cause we don't know yet because there was no fire. There was no electrical fault because it started outside. When I ran to the back, I saw just the side of the Wendy house outside burning.
Okay, so there was no gas or anything effect?
No, they didn't use gas.
Electrical faults or anything like that?
Nothing at all.
So there was no real cause of...
Of the fire, there was no real cause. It just started to burn, and we don't know. We were in the house, and then I sent my grandchildren to the shop, and they came back and started shouting at me, "Papa, come look, the house is burning."
Yeah, and alhamdulillah, no one was at the back in the windy, and you know, everyone was in front, and as Buddha is telling me now, it happened so quickly.
But in 10 minutes, everything was gone.
And Buddha was still running for water, trying to go
and
in.
The neighbors came and they couldn't save the house because there was a fierce wind blowing that time.
Yeah, because the wind has been very, very strong lately, very heavy, very crude in that way.
Yes.
So in that moment, the wind sort of just blew everything up and ignited the fire even more.
Even more, the water couldn't do anything. Everybody came running, our neighbors came running with water, and afterwards they couldn't control it.
And then it basically just had to burn itself out.
That's correct, yes.
And in turn, it affected the main house and it affected the neighbor's house in turn.
Yes, because of the heat and the flames.
So now the neighbors, there's a cost there because of that home. And it was probably a semi-detached house.
That's right,
I'm guessing, yeah.
That's right.
And that's how the fire then spread towards the neighbor's house.
That's right.
And then the complete back, it's in shambles.
In shambles, that's right, yes.
The main house, though, is it still livable?
It's still livable. It's only the back of the house, the windows, the door, and the other windows of the other room.
Yeah.
It's all broken. It's damaged, but it's still livable. We can still sleep there. We had to cover it up with some stuff just for the wind and the coldness at night.
Okay, so you had to use materials just to cover those areas around where the fire came in.
That's right, yes.
But is it secure though? And this is just a general question.
It's not 100% secure.
Yeah.
Because nobody can go out. There's always somebody must be at the house all the time.
Yeah.
Because we can't close the back door now. The back windows are all broken.
Oh, I see. So you definitely can't leave the house on its own right now.
Definitely not.
Okay, so definitely materials you'll need, things to secure it more so that there's no entry points anyone that might want to try.
That's right, yes.
Okay, but is there any final words that you'd like to speak to our listeners from your heart to their hearts, inshallah, just to encourage our listeners to support this drive, inshallah?
Yes, shukran. I just want to ask the listeners, inshallah, that my stepson and my daughter, stepdaughter, they're all living at the back. They are still in shock. Is there anybody that just can help them to... They can get back onto their feet. And because I lost everything, they got a small son of 6 years old. And he lost his school uniform, everything. So at the moment, they're staying by us in the main house. And I just want to appeal to the listeners for some help. And Allah, shukran.
Shukran so much, Buddha Muhammad Williams. And just a reminder to our listeners, the residence of Buddha Muhammad Williams was burnt down on 12 Pukavain Road in Rocklands. The house in itself is not 100%. Definitely, materials are needed to secure the house at the back, to secure everything again so that people can sleep, I'm supposing, you know, in peace. And not have to worry about certain areas in the house that might, you know, be penetrated by someone, an unwanted guest. Inshallah. So again, this is a special appeal for assistance from Buddha Muhammad Williams, inshallah. And I'm going to allow Buddha Muhammad to, inshallah, give his number out, inshallah.
Okay, shukran. My phone number is 071-638. 0818-255-555. You can contact me anytime, or you can even WhatsApp me as well.
Wonderful.
Shukran to the voice. Shukran to everybody.
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease you and your family's adversity, inshallah. Amen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all to come together as one unit and assist, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pass this adversity for you, inshallah, very, very soon, inshallah, Mr. Muhammad.
Shukran wa alayna shukran. Shukran to the listeners. Shukran, mostly shukran to the voice of the Cape.
Shukran for coming into studio with Muhammad Williams and for speaking to us and for having the courage and for being so brave to come and speak to us about your adversity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and your family, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.